Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. M.R. Number 643, Faith and Works. Christ said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16, verse 24. I feel such an intense interest that every soul shall see and understand and be charmed with the consistency of the truth. The evidence of our love to Christ is not pretension, but practice. My brother, it is hard for the mind to comprehend this point, and do not confuse any mind with ideas that will not harmonize with the Word. Please to consider that under the teaching of Christ, many of the disciples were lamentably ignorant. But when the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised came upon them, and made the vacillating Peter the champion of faith, what a transformation in his character. But do not lay one pebble for a soul that is weak in the faith to stumble over in overwrought presentations or expressions. Be ever consistent, calm, deep, and solid. Do not go to any extreme in anything, but keep your feet on solid rock. O precious, precious Savior, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14, verse 21. This is the true test, the doing of the words of Christ. And it is the evidence of the human agent's love to Jesus, and he that doeth his will giveth to the world the practical evidence of the fruit he manifests in obedience, in purity, and in holiness of character. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. John 15, verse 23. We, that is, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, will come and make our abode in him. Oh, my brother, walk carefully with God. But remember that there are some whose eyes are intently fixed upon you, expecting that you will overreach the mark, and stumble, and fall. But if you keep in humility close to Jesus, all is well. See 2 Peter 1, verse 1 to 11. This is the faith which we must have, that works by love and purifies the soul. There is no place in the school of Christ where we graduate. We are to work on the plan of addition, and the Lord will work on the plan of multiplication. It is through constant diligence that we will, through the grace of Christ, live on the plan of addition, making our calling and election sure. For, if ye do these things, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 10 and 11. Released August 17, 1978.